Investment flash. Energy at a 52-week high, long bonds hugging their lows, and the only real move is a yen intervention rumor. That is a market begging to be rebalanced, buddy.
New York edition, September 3rd, 2026. I'm Marie with Tom and Gerald. And Tom, you're not wrong, but Gerald's already giving the energy chart the side eye. And speaking of yesterday, Tom, your MGM Resorts call from Friday is already up another 2%. You're on a heater.
Hey, and Gerald's BNP Paribas call from yesterday is up too. We're both geniuses, Marie.
Even a stopped clock is right twice a day, but I'll take the 2%. Now, about this energy chart. Yeah, look, I'm not saying the energy trade is wrong. I'm saying when the energy ETF is at a 52-week high and up 42.6% year to date, the easy money is not today's entry.
But Gerald, the oil fund is up 104.7% year to date. That's not a crowded trade. That's a freight train with a full head of steam.
And that's exactly my point. 100% gain year to date is the crowding. The entire market is already on one side of that boat.
Yeah, I know. I said that about semis last quarter too. But buddy, this is energy, not memory chips.
fair enough. And that's the exact logic that keeps the top ticking.
All right, let's get into the day's signal groups. First up, the yen and bonds.
The yen ETF gained 0.93% last session and sits just 3% above its 52-week low. That is not stretched. Two WSJ pieces flag intervention chatter, and if Tokyo actually confirms, dollar-yen could move fast.
Right, but that if is doing all the work. Unconfirmed intervention chatter is the financial equivalent of a neighbour saying they saw a raccoon. There's noise, but no proof.
Wait, the long-duration Treasury ETF is also just 1% above its 52-week low. Gerald, your sell call from yesterday is now basically a coin flip from the bottom. That's not a reversal. It's a pause.
Exactly. That's the whole story. The tape wants to rebalance, not break out.
And the Japan equity ETF is 3% below its high after an 18.1% year-to-date run. A firmer yen is a headwind for exporters, so holding that makes sense.
Right.
Exactly.
That's the hold.
Okay, next group, overseas ETFs. And this one is a structural gem.
WSJ's Debbie Carlson says don't trust fund names for diversification. Overseas labeled funds can still be loaded with U.S. stocks. So if you want real ex-U.S. exposure, buy a developed international fund, not an all-world fund.
And the developed international fund sits 2% below its 52-week high. The diversification trade has not been chased. That's the clean building block.
No, but this is what I mean. The all-world index fund still carries a huge U.S. weight, so it defeats the purpose. It's a global name with an American heart.
Right. And the Vanguard Total International ex-U.S. fund also avoids that hidden concentration. 2% below its high. That's a tidy ex-U.S. allocation.
Tidy. That's one way to say not exciting, but correct.
Next, the U.S. labor market. And this is the most original take of the day.
WSJ columnist Justin LaHart argues mediocre jobs reports are now a structural feature, not a recession warning. The meh payroll prints are the new steady state.
And that's the non-consensus view. Everyone's waiting for a jobs boom or a recession, but LaHart says neither is coming. Policy stays on hold, and that removes the directional catalyst from both equities and bonds.
So, the labor market has gone from we're so back to we're so fine, I guess. That's the new economic indicator.
That's one way to put it.
It shows up in positioning. The intermediate Treasury ETF is at its 52-week low, and the S&P 500 sits within 2% of its high. A grind, not a trend.
And that's exactly why you hold both. No chase room, no collapse signal. Just meh.
Okay, so we hold the S&P and the intermediate bonds. Fair. Next up, oil.
Oil pushed ahead last session with no official catalyst, and the energy ETF is at a fresh 52-week high. The oil fund is up 104.7% year to date, That is one of the most crowded trades of the year.
But the energy earnings tailwind is real, Gerald. The energy ETF is up 42.6% year to date, and the commodity keeps grinding.
And that's precisely the problem. Chasing a 52-week high after that run is late cycle behavior. The easy money in energy was made earlier, not today.
Yeah, I know. I said that about energy in May too, but the crowd keeps getting richer.
Okay, that's the exact line from every guy who bought the top.
All right, next group, platinum miners. And this one has a genuine price signal underneath.
Impala Platinum's profits surged on higher platinum group metal prices, with a write-down reversal adding a one-off lift. The stock jumped 4% last session, but still sits 38% below its 52-week high.
Right, but the report is light on margin and volume. Treat it as a platinum price signal, not a company re-rating.
Wait, but the platinum ETF is 39% below its high and down 17.8% year-to-date. If the platinum group metals rally extends, that's a lot of uncrowded room.
Exactly. Impala's surge is a direct read on platinum, and the ETF is not chased. That's a cleaner expression than the company.
Fair enough. Buy the commodity, not the miner, unless you really like South African operational risk.
Gerald, you can take the value investor out of the mine.
European gas. The WSJ note sees the European gas benchmark at 80 euros a megawatt hour by end of 2026, then sliding to 40 by end of 2027. That's a halving across the year. The trade is fading 2027, not chasing today's winter.
So sell European natural gas. That's a bearish price path, even if spot stays near 80 through year end.
And for European equities, it's a hold. High gas is a drag, but the projected slide weakens any sustained bear case. The Vanguard European Fund is 3% below its high.
Yeah, look, the gas story is bearish for the commodity, but neutral for equities. That's the nuance.
Right.
Exactly.
That's the whole story.
Here's the convergence. Three separate WSJ notes this morning all circle the same thing. Energy at highs, bonds at lows, and the yen a only volatility. Nobody is talking about a fresh risk-on signal.
And the only volatility impulse is the yen. Intervention chatter pushed the yen ETF to a one-month high, while stocks and bonds tread water. This is a hold and rebalance tape, not a fresh risk-on signal.
Okay, but the bear case is real. Every one of these moves is crowded in one direction. Energy chasing at the highs is late cycle. Yen strength on unconfirmed chatter is fragile. Long bonds at 52-week lows can snap back hard if the next payroll print truly disappoints, instead of MES.
And if Japanese authorities confirm intervention, dollar-yen could reverse violently and unwind the yen ETF's modest gain. The trade that kills this view is a resumption of the bond sell-off. Long duration has zero cushion at these levels.
Right.
Exactly.
That's the risk. What's missing from every scan is credit. With yield steady, oil pushing higher, and the yen up, corporate spreads should be the first tell on whether this is an inflation scare or a growth scare. Yet the scans are silent on high yield and investment grade.
And no emerging market reaction beyond Japan. Three sessions of dollar heaviness should be surfacing emerging market rate decisions, but the press has a yen-only lens. That absence is information. The narrative is concentrated where volume is, not where risk is.
Right. The story's not in the headlines. It's in what they're not covering.
So the cleanest expression is a rebalancing trade. Trim the year's winners, energy at the highs, and add the year's ignored diversifiers, ex-US developed funds over US heavy global funds.
Favor the yen ETF's intervention-tilted strength as the near-term overlay, and keep duration at hold until the intermediate or long treasury ETF shows a real catalyst. The boring portfolio won today, and the press has yet to tell you why.
That's our show, really. Boring wins. And I've been waiting for that line all year.
As always, none of this is investment advice. Just three friends making sense of a tape that refuses to commit.
I'm protecting you from yourself, buddy. That's what friends do.
If you're just finding us, hit follow on Spotify or check investmentflash.com for the full digest with charts and sources.
We're back with tomorrow's London edition at 7:30 a.m. London time. Until then, rebalance, don't chase.
And maybe let the yen do the talking.
Exactly. See you tomorrow.